Shvias, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says the klipei rimon v'hanetz shalo, the shells of a rimon of a pomegranate and the netz, which is the flower of the pomegranate, or klipei agozim, the shells of certain types of nuts, v'hagalinin, and the pits of certain types of peros, of certain types of fruits, all yesh lahem shvias v'ledemehen shvias. They have a kedusha shvias to them. They have to be dealt with kedusha shvias, and used only for eating and not for business. L'demehen shvias, they're the monies through which if they're exchanged for money, they the monies take on kedusha shvias, sanctity of shvias. Now, the shells of pomegranate and the flower and the shells of these nuts, they are all utilized for the purposes of dyeing. As we mentioned before, things from peros, from fruits and produce that of shvias that are used for dyeing also have kedusha shvias. And in terms of the galin, in terms of the pits, this is talking about the Rav understands this is talking about pits of, let's say, of olives from which you can still get oil out of them, or date pits that animals will eat. And since they're roy, they're appropriate for human consumption or for animal consumption, they would have a din of kedusha shvias. Now, it also, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it, according to this understanding, it would apply, the din of biur would apply to them as well. Now, in terms of doing business with the produce of shvias, so the Mishnah says the hatsaba, somebody who's a professional dyer using dyes, tzovei ala atzmo, he can use these items that are used to dye with, but he can do it only for his own personal use. Lo yitzva b'sechar, but he's not allowed to use these items in order to dye for business, in order to make money. She'ein osim schora b'peros shvias, because you're not allowed to do business with the produce of shvias. And now the Mishnah will list a number of other items with which it's forbidden to do schora, to do business with. V'lo v'abachoros, you cannot do business with a animal that's the firstborn, if it's it has kedusha, and you're supposed to give it to the Kohen, whether it's has a blemish or it doesn't have a blemish. Of course, one that doesn't have a blemish, the halacha is it's supposed to be brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, if that's available. And if it has a balmum, it belongs to the Kohen, and it really needs to be eaten. And then anybody can eat it, but it belongs financially to the Kohen. And even though it has a mum, it's forbidden to shear it or to do work with it. And the Mishnah here is teaching us that while it's alive, you cannot do business with it, because we're afraid that even if it's a balmum, we're afraid that if you do business with it by hanging around, being around, you may end up violating the prohibition against shearing it or doing work with it. The Mishnah continues, says, also another thing you can't do business with is v'loba trumos. Truma as well, it has kedusha, and we're afraid that if you do business with it, there's a concern that it may end up being eaten by people who are not kohanim. Conditionally, the Mishnah says, v'loba nevelos, v'loba trefos, v'loba shkotzim, v'loba ramasim. Not with unslaughtered meat that didn't have shchita, which is nevela, or trefos, one that have a trefa, they have a problem with it, let's say with its lung, etc., that's not kosher, or shkutzim, ramasim, creepy crawlers, any of these things which are not kosher, you are not allowed to do business with them. And returning back to the idea of Paris of Shvias, the Mishnah says, v'lo yeh lokech yarkos soda umocher bashuk. You cannot purchase the vegetables from a field on Shvias and then sell them in the marketplace. Now, the truth of the matter is, it's not just that you can't purchase, you also can't pluck them yourselves and sell them in the shuk as well. Either way, it's doing business with them. However, what you are allowed to do is, I will who locate, you can pluck them for your own purposes, and if you have extra, ubeno mocher al yado, your son then can sell them the parts that you don't need. That would not be considered to be doing business with them. You don't have to let it go to waste. You can go ahead and sell it. And lokach la'atzmo v'hosir, or if you took it for your own eating and not for selling it at all, mutter l'machron, you yourself can sell that because it's just things that are left over, and you're permitted to sell it. However, that which you do sell, the monies that are exchanged for it will, of course, have Kedusha Shvias, as we said before, that the damim, the monies, end up having the Kedusha Shvias after they've been exchanged for Peros Shvias.